Students in Essex were sent home Wednesday afternoon after a morning threat led to a lockdown and a major police response. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Police armed with rifles helped evacuate students from Essex High School Wednesday afternoon after a morning call to Essex Police led to a lockdown at six schools in the area. Essex Police Captain George Murdy says a male suspect called Essex Police at 9:58 Wednesday morning,
making certain demands, and if those demands were not met, he was going to do some harm at the school, both with weapons or explosives.
Police responded to the scene, and sirens could be heard around the school for most of the day. The Vermont State Police Bomb Squad and Tactical Services Unit were also on hand, equipped with an armored car. Agents with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms helped at the scene. Murdy said local police from all over Chittenden County also came to provide support.
I hope I don't miss anybody. Colchester, Vermont State Police, Williston Police, South Burlington Police.
Outside the Essex Rescue headquarters at the edge of the high school campus, an ambulance sat with the engine running, ready to go for most of the day. By 1 in the afternoon, Murdy announced that the inside of the school was safe.
The building was checked. No threat was found. We're in the process of coming out of lockdown, reuniting students with their parents, and investigating the origin of this call.
That didn't stop parents from worrying. At the end of the school's driveway, parents waited anxiously for their kids. Many were staring down at their phones to check for updates. They exchanged tense greetings and chatted about their kids, but none of them wanted to speak on tape. One mom said her son's girlfriend started crying when police came into the building with rifles. Another said her son told her that he was just hungry. The kids missed lunch during the lockdown. Murdy said Wednesday afternoon that police still haven't identified the suspect, and officers will be providing extra security for schools in the area for Thursday at least.
I don't know about the rest of the week. We do plan on maintaining a presence for some time to come.
Murdy noted that police didn't find any suspicious items or guns during their search of the school grounds, but the investigation is ongoing. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.